Kia ora, Dee from Waipawa District Libraries. Thanks for joining us. Today I thought I'd share with you some information published in Cambridge and Illustrated History, 1886 to 1986 by Sally K. Parker. There's a definite interest in Cambridge history and history of Waipawa, which was testament from the success of our Heritage Month that we hosted in February 2020. This is called the Duke's Village, the naming of Cambridge. Many people assume that Cambridge was named after the English university town, a reasonable assumption given the town's present distinctly English atmosphere featuring a central cricket green, huge spreading oaks and dominating church spire. But Camp Cambridge was in fact named after a man, George William Frederick Charles, Queen Victoria's first cousin, second Duke of Cambridge. The Duke of Cambridge was for 39 years Commander-in-Chief of the British Army. When founding a town at the head of navigation at the Waikato River, military commanders Lieutenant General Sir Duncan Cameron and Brigadier General C.G. Carey decided to honour their chief by giving the settlement his name. The Duke was a powerful figure in the British establishment, and in his capacity as Commander-in-Chief, he had the support of his cousin Queen Victoria. This was in contrast to Victoria's youthful rejection of him when she referred to him as an odious boy with a shocking complexion. The Duke was an experienced commander but showed himself to be stubbornly conservative when faced with changing army conditions. He consistently opposed attempts by the Secretary of State to introduce military reforms and strongly resisted plans for his subordination to the War Office. The Queen's support enabled the Duke to retain his position as Commander-in-Chief despite the mounting criticism of his inability to adapt to the new style army. Finally, his reluctant resignation was secured in 1895. Surprisingly, this man who clung to old army traditions flouted social convention. In 1847, he married an actress, Louise Fairbrother, in contravention of the Royal Marriage Act. English society was offended. Louise was known after the marriage as Mrs. Fitzgeorge. The Duke's title was extinguished upon his death. Successors subsequently bore the title of Marquess until the line's extinction. We hope to bring you more on a later cast. Kia ora.